when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family members out there, and hopefully some of the new people may be coming on to become members of our family. And who is our family? Who are we? We are Blood River Radio. We are the only radio station that I know of the United States of America, possibly the entire world, that our sole purpose has been, from the very get-go, to fight with every drop of our blood, every ounce of our strength against white global genocide, and against the satanic forces that are forever trying to stamp out Christianity. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and his crew. And this is February the 10th. The second Saturday of February, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. No, there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And I'd just like to remind people, in case I forgot to say it last week, this is our second installation of German Week. We used to call February German Month. We used to call February Dresden Month, but we have to redesignated it a German Month because so many things apply to Germany. Mostly bad things happened to Germans in Germany in February years ago. Anyway, you know, people, if you've been listening to this show very long at all, you know that we are a Christian nation. I have a man on here on the air. He's going to say something after I say this prayer. But I've been chasing him for months. He is extremely hard to contact, and he's very, very busy. His resume is incredible. But anyway, we have General Nick Glastovic. He's going to be on with us tonight for an hour and a half. I'm going to lead off people with a prayer. So if you will, people, please bow your heads. And even if you're not a Christian, just in respect and deference to Blood River Radio, if you will, bow your head. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all that's seen and unseen, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of all the seen and unseen. Lord, if you will, continue to watch over Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio. Lord, please keep us supplied with the materials we need to fight the godless enemy, the enemy that wants to kill, that tried to kill your son, the enemy that despises Christians, the enemy that hates everything godly. Lord, if you will, never desert us. Give us the strength, the wisdom, and the material goods that we need to carry on this fight, Lord, because God willing, we will never give up. No matter how great the odds are against this fight, we'll never give up, Lord. And any success that we make, Lord, we will give you the glory. Well, the glory is yours anyway, Lord. We will acknowledge the glory is yours. And Lord, I ask this in all this in Jesus' name, your son. Amen. Now, the general told me earlier today, early this morning, that he was going to add something to the standard Blood River Radio player. But General, go ahead and introduce yourself, and if you want to, and you can go ahead and add the prayer, because I know you're a hardcore Christian warrior.
Well, Christianity comes first. God, he's the master of history. We live in truly turbulent times. There are 52 elections globally this year. which will certainly, you know, put their stamp on the future. We live in a, not a bipolar, but a multipolar world, and we must pray for the all Christians to gather together, because the way things are going, we may all be in the catacombs like we were during the early days of Christianity. So let's pray. We must all put on God's armor. We must pray for this, and may God give us the gifts of perception, perseverance, and may He instill us courage. At all. We have nothing to fear because we're God's children. So anyways, that's the prayer, the short prayer. I'd pray for these virtues. These are warrior virtues, and for all of us, because we're now on the borderline of Christianity and genetic anarchy and cultural Marxism. So may God help.
Yes, sir, General. You're so right. General, you know, you're so hard to get a hold of because you're so busy, and you're in all points of the globe. I put your resume on our show notes, but would you give our listeners a resume, your resume? For instance, I know you came to Canada, I think, at a young age. You may have been born in Canada, but you're a Croatian parent.
Well,
But go ahead, General.
Shortly after the Second World War, the Allies divided Europe into spheres of influence, and with Yalta, and the Iron Curtain fell over Europe, and Yugoslavia, Croatia is my homeland, but it was incorporated into a communist dictatorship called Yugoslavia, which killed all its opponents, as most communist regimes in Europe. What they did is first they committed aristocide, which they killed all the upper classes. And then they installed a secret police service. We see this happening now globally, under a different guise. We have this so-called, what Orwell thought, Orwell, the writer George Orwell, called the thought police. So we're entering a new dystopia similar to the communist one. And everything was taken from us. Private property was abolished. People were killed. We had to leave. My mother was raped twice by these communist beasts. My grandfather, he spent 10 years in a concentration camp. When he came out, he was barely alive. So he fled first across into Italy, and then he was in a refugee camp in Italy for 2 years, and he got refugee status in Canada. And in 1962, my grandmother and my brother and myself, we emigrated to Canada. And I served time in the Canadian Army. I was in the French Foreign Legion during the Gulf War. And when the communist Yugoslavia started to fall apart, my homeland, Croatia, was under siege, so I returned. And eventually, we had nothing but hunting rifles. They were armed to the teeth. But we started taking weapons depots and mostly young guys, 23 years of age, and 16,000 of them give their lives for the freedom. We still don't have that freedom today because these old communist cadres have returned. But that's God is the Christ is the He rules over time. So I'm an optimist. And I was wounded twice. My brother was captured. He was tortured and released after 15 months. He was ransomed. Mm-hmm. So after the war, I became commander of the train and equip program in Bosnia Herzegovina, the Croatian component, and I worked closely with American officers who came there to they were the motor behind the program to integrate a united army, a federation army. After that, I was forcibly retired in 2002 when these recycled communists came to power. Unfortunately, they're still here they're experts at crypsis, they're like chameleons, but again, the fight goes on, and it's not just in Croatia, but in all over Europe, everywhere, the fight is on against anarchists, cultural Marxists, the Frankfurt School, and these woke idiots. So we must stick together, all of us Christians, or we'll be in the catacombs.
Yes, sir.
In the first century after Christ.
General, I'll tell you what, our people will be going to a break probably another minute and a half. But our people here in the United States, especially the young and the woke, even the good young people that are not woke, they have no idea just how vicious and evil the communists are. It's communists slash AKA Jews. I read. Well, General, we're getting ready to go to a break. Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to our first break, and I'm so excited about this interview. Please don't go anywhere. We have the General. We haven't even scratched the surface yet of where we're going to go. So hang on. We'll be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I've been so excited to get this dear man on. His resume is incredible. Also, he didn't mention it, but he's been a member, a sitting member of the Croatian Parliament. And you can correct me anytime I'm wrong, General. He's also, at one time, I don't know if he still is, the designated, like, he would be, like, to the United States, a defense secretary. That's what he serves as a defense secretary in Croatia. I believe he's had something to do, I'm not exactly sure, with NATO. But this man, one thing I want y'all to understand, this man has seen communism up close and personal. Our young people in America, especially in America, has been so mollycoddled and so brainwashed thinking communism is great. I want him to get a graphic and not to hold back anything about the torture, the rapes that these communists put on Christians. We're going to get pretty graphic. So if you have any kids around that are squeamish, you might want to send them out to play or something. Anyway, we go back to you, General. You had briefly mentioned going forward, before you went forward, that your mother, your own mother, had been raped twice. Your grandmother, I believe, had been tortured. So if you will, General, continue on with that and give us eyewitness support, what you've seen, what communist, Jewish communist Bolsheviks, what they do when they get a hold of a Christian. Go ahead, General.
Well, basically, you being a soldier, we're all God's soldiers, but we must discern. One of the powers of the Holy Spirit is the power of discernment. So we must know who the enemy is. But that enemy, in the form of satanic Bolshevism, it raised civilization in Russia and murdered some, just in Russia, almost 30 million people, 30 million. In Ukraine, 6 million people were almost were starved to death deliberately. So you had cannibalism. And it's so horrible that, you can imagine being so hungry, your children die, you have to eat your own children. That's the microcosm of communism. I'll give you just one example. In what the communists did, Yugoslav communists, in May of 1945, they first gang raped a young girl. She was Freda Paulich. She was 17 years old. She was raped by at least 50 of these beasts. And after they raped her, they killed her. And after rape and torture, they killed her. And then they cut her up into pieces and cannibalized her. As they ate her as if in a stew. So that in one little, that's the microcosm of Bolshevik Satanism. People that have no moral or spiritual values, people that have been reduced to the level of an animal. There's so many mass graves, communist graves in Europe that have not been opened. There's one in Slovenia, which is it's part of the former communist Yugoslavia, where over a period of 12 days, 33,000 Croatians and Slovenian civilians, soldiers, women, children were massacred with knives, axes, and other instruments. And can you imagine me, one of the executioners? You kill over a 3-4 hour period, 300 or 400 individuals after gouging out their eyes with spoons. So what these animals did, they were armed to the teeth with modern weapons, machine guns, rifles. But what they did is they went from farmhouse to farmhouse looking for instruments like axes, sledgehammers. And that's how they killed these people. So this slaughter lasted. It's probably the most intensive slaughter in such a short period in human history. So that in basically is a system, it's a movement, it's a mutating offspring of an ideology that represented pure evil. And their goal is to steal our property, destroy your love of God, family, country, and nation. And they're here today, but under the guise of liberals, Democrats, and so on and so forth.
And progressives, they here in the United States, they got
progressive, the woke idiots, which it's cultural Marxism, the Frankfurt School, they reduce man to a level of an animal. So today they hide under feminism, diversity, gender dysphoria, but they are not to be believed, because basically the devil can cite Holy Scripture. So that's why it's so important for us to educate ourselves, to know who the enemy is and what his tactics are. Because what they slaughtered whole, they called Stalin the murderer of nations. They slaughtered everyone, respective of age, gender, and so on and so forth. One of their executioners, you might have heard of Katyn Forest, where they killed after the Soviets. They killed I think 17,000-18,000 Polish. It was a cream of Polish society, intellectuals, officers, and so on and so forth. One guy, one of the NKVD secret police executioners, Valery Blokhin, he himself, over a period of several days, put a bullet in the head of about 790 Polish officers and civilians.
Damn.
So how do you sleep? Eventually, he dragged himself to death because, if you give the devil Satan the wheel, you better get ready for the ride. And in Croatia here, a lot of these mass murderers are dying in their beds, because there has never been an international tribunal to punish these demons. In the Europe, we still have, believe it or not, Eddie, we have in the European Parliament, we have a fraction of 47 left-wing idiots, and 45 members of the Communist Party in today's Europe, which is soaked with the blood of communist victims.
That's, General, we probably have that high percentage here in the United States, the Democratic Party, I've heard one fellow say, has just gone over all it is. And I agree with his assessment. He said the Democratic Party is just, they're Satanist. They're flat out Satanist. They push these agendas, what they call spirit cooking, drinking, I think blood and sperm, this blood from these children mixed with sperm, mixed with uranium, or I forget the name of the term, it's an adrenaline when a person is scared, it's going panicked, and they produce this macronium. I'm getting that mixed up with a chemical that you see with babies when they're born. But they do these horrible things. I've known about it for years, but, getting back, before I get too far, I'm going to ask you this question later. Getting back to the Ukraine, General, why do you think we hear about the Holocaust forever? And on this radio program right here, we've had people to have totally disproved the Holocaust was the main narrative of the establishment has put forth, that there was 6 million Jews killed in Chelsea by the ovens, in the ovens. We've totally disproved that theory. So first of all, I'll ask you why. Well, before I ask you that, let me ask you this. You said there's still a lot of communists in the Ukrainian, the Croatian parliament.
Croatia, because, sorry to interrupt you, Eddie, but.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
They're masters at the crypsis. Crypsis is a term from zoology, like a chameleon, where they change form. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. They're chameleons. So they have a face for someone. Everyone, they have a face they want to present. But they're basically liars. And you mentioned the Holocaust, but how many of your listeners have heard of the term Holodomor? Holodomor. And the Holodomor was aimed at the Ukrainian during the communist tyranny in Russia between 1932 and 1933. Stalin and his commissars and his secret police, communist secret police, they murdered or starved to death. It's at least 6 million Ukrainians just in the Ukraine. That's minus Kazakhstan and these other Soviet republics. And the commemoration of the Holodomor is yearly in November. So we go there, me and my officers, we lay candles there, and there's a statue of a starving child. The worst death is death of starvation. So if your listeners look up Holodomor and look at the pictures, they will get a picture of what Bolshevik Satanism is. So the main executioner in Lazar Kaganovich, he was Jewish in the Ukraine. And they killed in Russia, the communists destroyed 140,000 churches and killed over 250,000 members of the clergy. The largest shrine to God in Russia, you'll find that also on the internet, was the church, the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow.
Wow.
And what happened is they pillaged all the churches, all the icons, all the gold was stolen that the Russian Tsars has built, the whole patrimony, centuries and centuries of Russian tradition was peddled to the West by these beasts after they destroyed the church, they destroyed the country, and they blew up this church, the cathedral, I should say, which housed thousands of believers.
Yes, sir. General, you may hear the music. We have to go to our second break. This time is flying, so we'll come right back to you, General. I can't wait to get back to you. Dear people, please don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss 1 second of this riveting interview. Be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
No one will lay a finger on your firearms. It's not going to happen.
Former President Trump speaking Friday night at the NRA Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thrilled to be back with the hardworking, God-fearing, true American patriots of the NRA. Right from the beginning.
Trump speaking to the special counsel's decision not to charge President Biden in connection with mishandling classified documents.
If Biden is not going to be charged, he said, that's up to them. You know, look, if he's not going to be charged, that's up to them. But then I should not be charged.
Meanwhile, the White House on defense, Vice President Kamala Harris reacting to the special counsel's report, she takes issue with Robert Hur characterizing President Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
And while the president himself tried to clear up any issues about his memory Thursday night, he makes more mistakes in a hastily called news conference.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
In other news, O.J. Simpson, 76 years old, reportedly battling prostate cancer and being treated with chemo. Simpson has been spotted in Las Vegas recently, looking frail and appearing to limp. Simpson acquitted in the 1995 murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. The five Marines killed in that helicopter crash have been identified. The chopper was flying from Nevada to California during a routine training mission. The five Marines found in a remote area covered in snow. No, in Southern California. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this new found freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I'm just going to say one thing. We got to go right back to the general. I'm just going to tell you, listen to every word the general says of what these communist, Satanist Bolsheviks did to good people. Because, like the general said, a wolf may change. Well, I forgot exactly how he said it. How he said it, but a leopard can't change his spots or whatever. But anyway, listen, General. One other thing. I'm so excited. One other thing I would like to remind the people out there. Sorry to say, patients. I have a medical background. The people behind this horrible genocide in Europe that we're talking about during the Holodomor and the so-called Russian Revolution, which wasn't a Russian Revolution, all of the communist revolution. The people that did it were a small percentage of people that controlled the whole thing. They were Jews. A lot of the people that started that so-called Russian Revolution were from Brooklyn, from New York. In fact, Lev Bronstein, a.k.a. Leon Trotsky. Anyway, I kind of conceived myself there. Let's make sure people know. It's Jews. It's always Jews all the time that control this hateful, this murder and rape and arson, because they are their children. They are their father, the devil. The Jews are their father, the devil, St. John 8:44, and they'll do the devil's will. With that, I'm going to shut up. The general wants to tell you now, if I remember right, he wants to tell you in detail just how these Jewish Bolshevik Satanist communists, how they plundered Russia, the Ukraine, and these other nations. So go ahead, General. I think that's what you told me you wanted to do. You wanted to describe in detail.
Had the Bolsheviks not come to power in Russia, and had they not installed a system that totally erased civilization in Russia and murdered over 30 million people, Russia today would be on par with the most advanced countries in the world. But what they did is they pillaged the country. And for example, you had in the stuff that they pillaged, for example, 4th century codexes, Bibles, priceless artifacts, Christian artifacts. For example, this one codex was a 4th century codex, which over 1,000 years old, was sold to a British museum for £100 sterling in 1931. Damn. And so on and so forth. And Western capitalists picked up this stuff from Tsarist Russia. Well, they got the gold, and the Russian peoples got the lash. They were murdered en masse. And I think that Christians today have lost, I think a lot of us have lost the spirit of discernment, because that's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you must know the enemy. Unless you know the enemy, you cannot fight. But I'll give you just an example. This is May 15th, 1935. In the American Bulletin, there's a citation. The chief rabbi in the United States, Stephen S. Wise, they called him the Red Rabbi. This is what he said. After millions of Ukrainians were starved to death, after Chechens were cleansed, driven off into the wastelands of Siberia, there were people raped, murdered. This is what he said, the chief rabbi of the United States, Stephen S. White. This is what he said. He says, some call it Marxism. I call it Judaism. So this is not a fictionary quote. It's documented. So what happened is we had, for example, the most sacred icons of the Orthodox faith were pawned off to non-believing collectors.
Wow.
To militant atheists, anarchists who had no they had no respect for the centuries and centuries of Russian culture and the Russian people who fought not only, as you know, Napoleon invaded Russia in 1812, before that the Swedes, but from the east came the greatest danger, the Mongols and the Tartars. And Russia was almost reduced to the remains of the remains. And that fight went on for centuries. And so this whole patrimony, the entire treasury of Tsarist Russia was pawned off by the communists to fund their revolution and their killings. And a lot of that ended up in the West with these collectors. So, for example, you had he's probably the most celebrated jeweler called Fabergé.
Oh, yes.
He made an egg every for the Fabergé. They're one of a kind. They're the height of the jeweler's art. He made one every year for the anniversary of the Tsar Nicholas and his bride, who were murdered, of course, by you know who, Yursky. The whole Russian the whole Russian family was head of the Cheka, which is the communist secret police. They were killed in at Ekaterinburg, and Yursky, of course, was one of the chosenites. They killed the children too, and so to this day they haven't found their remains. I don't believe.
Just so
when you go on and on, you see like names like Karl Liebknecht, Rosa Luxemburg. They came to Germany in 1918 to stir up a revolution, Soviet revolution. And of course, the German people rose up, the Freikorps, and they got what they had coming to them. Bela Kun, another one of the chosenites, shows up in Hungary, and they start killing people there. They want to launch a communist revolution. The Hungarians stand up to him, and you know for Hungary is Catholic, so he did the most indescribable blasphemy. He went into the cathedral in Budapest, the capital of Hungary, and he spat on the host in front of the altar. And then, of course, the Hungarians fought back. They got their country back. General Horthy took the country back, and Bela Kun ended up fleeing back to back into the Soviet Union. We can go on and on. I mean, when you look at the list of these NKVD secret police communist torturers, you see their pedigree. You have, for example, Felix Dzerzhinsky, the head of the secret police, another torturer. He's the first secret police executioner in the Soviet Union after they toppled the Russian government during the revolution. You have guys like Alexander Israel Helphand. His code name was Parvis, and he was a key financial supporter of Lenin. So he's one of the guys that launched Lenin from Finland into the Soviet Union to launch the revolution. And you have people like Karl Radek. He accompanied Lenin into he's one of the original triumvirate of the Bolshevik Satanists. And so on and so forth. But you had Olof Aschberg. He was a founder of Stockholm's one of the Swedish banks, and he financed the Bolsheviks and helped arrange transit of Bolshevik gold stolen from Russia into Western banks. I can go on for the name. The list is almost endless. But as you know, you had a book by the most prominent Soviet author after Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Solzhenitsyn.
Yes, sir.
And he wrote a book called
My Hero.
Yeah, he wrote a book, 200 Years Together, which talks about the relationship between the Chosenites and the Russian people. And that book has been banned in the West, as far as I know.
Gee, I wonder why. Do you know, General, you said something, and there's a common denominator with all these Jews, Jews, Satanists, communists, Bolsheviks. Like I've said before, if you take a circle and you draw a circle on your paper, you say Jews, Judaism, communism, Bolshevism, Satanism, It's my opinion they're all one and the same, General, and I'll almost point this out. You mentioned that this fellow, I don't remember his name, but you're a waterfall of information. He went into a Catholic church and spat on the Eucharist. Also, you've mentioned before in earlier times when you've been on this program that these communists buried alive Catholic and I guess Orthodox Christians, priests and nuns, and buried them alive, tortured them, raped them, burned them alive. Isn't that true? Isn't that true, General?
Yeah, well, I just mentioned to you that one, yes, unfortunate girl, 17-year-old girl. And that's just a microcosm of what they did. Is that you have in the territory of the former Yugoslavia, you have 1,500 mass graves. And people were buried alive. You have in Slovenia, you have it's one of the 750 mass execution sites where they herded hundreds of people stripped to their naked into a mine shaft and
General,
entombed
we
them
have
alive.
To go to another break. We got to another break, and I'm going to mention something to tie these things together as soon as we come back. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, give me a little bit of break because I'm very excited. It took so long to get the general put together to get him on this program. He's all over the world, all over that part of the world at times. But we were talking about it during the break, and the general agreed. He's told me, yes, I'm correct. There's one common denominator, the glue, so to speak, that holds all these communists, Bolsheviks, Satanists, Jews together. They're all one and the same. And before I forget, I'd like to go back in it to back me up. The general said that the chief rabbi of the United States, Stephen S. Wise, said that people like to call what happened into the Russian Revolution. I hope I get this right. What happened in the so-called Russian Revolution, the millions that were killed, that were raped, tortured, starved to death. He said people call that communism, but he called it Judaism, if I got that right. And the one thing. Go ahead, General.
Yes, that was the chief rabbi of the United States.
Yes, sir. Stephen Wise, you talked about.
Yeah, Stephen, yeah, rabbi. You were Stephen Wise. Yes, Stephen S. Wise. Some call it Marxism. I call it Judaism.
There you go. So yes, sir. There you go.
What they've done is they've sold themselves as the light among nations. So if you don't accept their doctrine, their narrative, but, you know, when you look at the circular reporting, sometimes, as I said before, the devil can cite scripture. But I always ask myself, is who is speaking to? Who is this man? What do I know about who's telling me something? You know, so the one thing that most of these Bolshevik Satanists, they cannot witness the truth because they're basically possessed by as many demons as Christ drove out in that herd of pigs into the sea, if you remember the biblical tale.
Yes, sir.
I think, but another thing is you have a writer called, if I may recall the name, it's Benjamin Valentino. He mentioned this. He said, I think this is verbatim what he said. He said, the most deadly mass killings in history have resulted from the effort to transform society according to communist doctrine. So this is key for people to know, and they can study. They can look up Holodomor, and it's amazing to me that for all these tens of millions of people, not just murdered, tortured, deported from their homes, that we've never had an international tribunal. None of these mass murders has ever been tried for this. None. In Croatia, they let them all die here. They all croaked in bed. And they all lived. There's one guy here. He's responsible for killing hundreds of people. He was killing people with meat hooks. He's on his deathbed. He's 102 years old. Jeez. And my grandmother, God bless her soul, she said, neither God nor the devil wants him.
She's so right there.
And there's a joke. If I can just tell a joke, he says that.
Sure.
It's a Croatian joke. They say how does it go? I'm trying to translate it word for word. When Stalin died, the devil put in his resignation papers. Stalin croaked.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's right on the money. You know, General, we're talking about the glue that holds, hopefully I'm not repeating myself too much, the glue that holds all these people together. Like you said, the chief rabbi of the United States said that some people call it Marxism, he calls it Judaism. I call it Satanism. Bolshevikism, it's all the same thing. But the one common denominator that holds all them together is their hatred of Christianity. They despise Christianity. They hate Christians. Is that right, General?
Well, true. But we have to go to the source because this hatred started as early as the French Revolution, where you have the first religious genocide. The region of Vendée, when these Satanists, the first Satanists, basically, when they were trampling children and women under the hooves of their horses, they killed thousands. So that basically mutated into what we saw later, the Commune in Paris. And then Marx came along. Marx was a Luciferian. He was a Luciferian. And then we had people like... there's an excellent documentary called The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Oh.
And it talks about one of these Jewish activists that he admired Lucifer. Why Lucifer? Because Lucifer was the first revolutionary. So there you go. And somewhere in Soviet Russia, communist Russia, they actually built a monument. If one of the Soviet, I think it was one of the Soviet republics, they built a monument to Lucifer.
My God, they did it here. That's been done here recently, General. Matter of fact, I believe I'm going to go on the limb and say one of these statues built to Lucifer, I believe, was in Oklahoma City, the heart center of America. And there was a man who did something supposedly injured, threw paint on that statue, knocked it down, did something to this statue to Lucifer, and he's had to go before court for penalties. You know, it's just incomprehensible. You know,
it shows where America, not just America, but this blasphemy. So, sorry, not being an expert at the American Civil War, they're taking down the statues of Confederate generals. One of them was your Master of the South, I believe. He's one of your descendants.
True.
I believe.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And this So these are being tracked, taken down, but instead they're installing postmodernist, grotesque crap, which has nothing to do with art. And this, history sometimes, there's a saying that history repeats itself as a farce and as a tragedy. So we have in 1921, they built the Statue of Lucifer in one of the Soviet republics. And again, you have a Statue of Lucifer in the United States.
Yes, you do. Yes, sir. Most certainly do. You know, we'll be going to a break pretty soon. We've still got a few minutes, but I think the people need to know some of you, not as old as I am, but you've seen a lot of the communists, what they did in Eastern Europe, like you say, in Croatia and
wherever those demons showed up, the Red Army is terrible what they did to girls from 7 to 80 were gang raped. And I think we should speak about this.
You know, something else, before I forget, well, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I was going to ask you we'll talk about the Eisenhower death camps. Matter of fact, we have I consider her my dear sister, Monica Schaefer. She'll be coming on later, the second hour, about midway through the second hour. Her father was in, this also is real relevant to what we're doing. Her father was in, after the Second World War, he was in one of, captured, put in one of Eisenhower's death camps. We can cover those death camps. But another thing I'd like to talk about when we come to the second hour, if we have time, General, we need to know is what you've seen with your own eyes and what you know of history, because you're a historian, the signs and symptoms, what happened in Russia and Eastern Europe when the communists started coming into power, before they came to power, a chronological progression, so to speak, of the signs and symptoms when the communists first started coming into power and what things looked like when they became fully in control. For instance, you know, we had one fellow named Simon Roach. I know you know Simon Roach from South Africa. He said that in the beginning they say that white Christians, if you're a white Christian, you drive the wrong car, you eat the wrong food, you wear the wrong clothes, everything you do is wrong, everything that happens to society is wrong. And you mentioned the statues being torn down. You're absolutely right. I don't know if you can find a Confederate statue left in the United States of America. Yeah. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, where I live, we had one of the greatest generals that ever lived, General Nathan Bedford Forrest, a man who's uneducated, never heard of West Point. He enlisted in the Confederate Army as a buck private. He rose to, I think, a two-star, three-star general, and he absolutely wore out the best that West Point could throw against him. He just humiliated him with a small fraction of the troops compared to the Union. He was outnumbered tremendously, but in almost every battle, he just absolutely wore them out. He made them look like fools. They hated him. But I didn't want to get off track there too much, but I would like to, when we come, we'll be going to break in a minute, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about what you saw with communism, show what the face of communism looked like there in Europe and what it looks like, in my opinion, General, we're well forward into communism right now in this country right here. Well, there's that break I was telling you about, General. If you will, hold on. Dear Blood River Radio family, hold on to your seats. This is going to be kind of a long break. You can go use the bathroom if you need to, get you some coffee, whatever. We're transitioning into the second hour. Halfway through the second hour, we'll be picking up Nancy Hitt and Monica Schaefer. So anyway, the General's with us for 30 more minutes. So hang on, folks. Be right back.